Did Jakai Howard have the most impressive dunk of all time last night? It wasn't last night. It was Tuesday night. Here we go. Did Jakai Howard have the most impressive dunk in Auburn history? Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zep Jasper, and we're ready to talk about this elite Auburn Hoops team with another big victory heading into conference play. All kind of fun stuff to talk about. I made Twitter mad. I made Auburn Twitter mad, and I'm going to get asked Zep's opinion on something here in just a second. I got to get Zep to weigh in on what, how to determine what a great dunk is. And we're going to just go back and forth on that and see where the conversation goes and several other things we want to talk about. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. You got two coupon codes. I think this is the last day as well. So use TNR Casino for a 300% deposit bonus in the casino and use coupon code next round for a 50% deposit bonus. So take that free play in the casino, hit it big, then go to the sports book and have some fun. Check them out. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. It's mybookie.ag. Zep, I made some people mad. I stirred up some conversation over over Jakai's dunk two nights ago against Monmouth. In case you were living under a rock, it was an alley-oop from about two steps beyond half court. So it was on the other side of the court, and he catches it with his back to the goal and reverse slams it, but he's so high he has to lean his neck back so far so that his face doesn't hit the rim. He was so high. There was an Auburn dunk that was similar, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but I've never seen a dunk like that live. I didn't see the other Auburn dunk live. I've seen replays of it, but I'm not saying I wasn't saying that was the best dunk I've ever seen live. I think that's the best dunk at Auburn. The best dunk at Auburn I've ever seen. And I put that out there, and there's a lot of people that were very passionate about it. I want to get your take on if you saw the dunk, just talk about how hard that is. Just a regular alley-oop stuff, but just how insanely hard that dunk is right there.
That dunk is super difficult because you got to understand he have his back turned to the basket, and when he jumps in the air, like you said, his neck goes all the way back, like back. So it's like he have to know where the ball is at, where the rim is at, and the passes from half court. It's like he knew he was gonna catch an alley, but he didn't know how it was gonna come. So yeah. I think that's one of the very, very most difficult dunks in Auburn history. If I had to pick, I would say for sure that have to be one of the top five dunks of Auburn history. Maybe the best dunk in Auburn history, because I have to say it. I think I have to go, it's the best dunk in Auburn history.
You've played, I mean, you've experienced some good dunks. Like, there's some good dunks. Like, I'm thinking about, like, Jabari in maybe the first round of the NCAA tournament. I mean, coming down the lane against Jacksonville State. Was that not Jacksonville State where he just like drove down and then one hand from, you know, damn near the free throw line and slammed. I mean, there's been a lot of good dunks. One that's very high on my list. This was before your time, but Jared Harper in one of those Bahamas tournaments, I think it was against Xavier. It was either Xavier or UConn. Little Jared Harper comes down and then posterizes somebody. I mean, there's been Devin Cambridge. Did you play with Devin or did he leave?
Yeah, I played with Devin.
Devin had a one-handed alley-oop from like half court where somebody threw it to him and he caught it with one hand and slammed it, which I think that's incredibly difficult. The pass may have been more impressive than the dunk. I mean, that pass, I mean, you're talking for two steps before you cross half court. It was unreal.
Yes, the pass was very impressive. If I'm a point guard, I'm like, oh, I'm a little hesitant because you have to make sure you're throwing a perfect pass when you're doing a half court alley. Unless you're playing with a guy like Walker Kessler or Dylan Caldwell. Those two guys, they're type of guys that are gonna go get that ball wherever you put it. But Ja'Kai Howard, I have to say, he had the best dunk in Auburn history, without a doubt. Like, it was just, I was in shock. I had to watch it like 10 or 20 times because I'm like, how in the world did this dude do this? Like, he at least could have caught the ball and spent the round and dunked it, but he wasted no time. He went in the air and back and went his back lean, his head leaned, and he just turned it over and just
I can't.
dunked.
I mean, I'm just thinking about everything that can go wrong on that thing. Like, have you ever, what's the deep, have you ever thrown, like, what's the deepest you've ever thrown an alley-oop in college?
In college, maybe.
Have you, let me take this back. Have you ever even thought of that? Have you ever even thought of ripping one from half court up for somebody to jam it? Has that ever, that thought ever even crossed your mind?
Only two people I could imagine was Devin Cambridge and Walker Kessler.
I
Those
mean,
the only two guys.
what happens if you do that and you throw a bad pass? Is Bruce mad at you? He's probably happy if it works, but is he mad at you if you throw it up like that and it doesn't work out?
Oh, most definitely. BP will be pissed if it didn't work out. But hey, once you make it, he's like, okay, cool. But he's like, hey, if you miss this make us look very bad. And
Easy points on a fast break,
on a
and
fast
we come
break.
away with zero. I'm not happy about that. It was funny, like the whole side, him and Burgo, not impressed. Him and Burgo were just, they were stone face on the sideline. Everybody else was jumping up and down. They just were not that impressed. But look, no, seriously, back to the best dunk thing. Okay, I want to go to what Auburn fans and what I saw mostly. And I sent you this video so you could look at it. I'm sure you've probably seen it already, but I wanted you to get a good look at it. Chris Porter had a very impressive dunk back in like 1999 against LSU. Everybody likes to go talk about it being a conference game. LSU was terrible that year, I believe. I think they were 12 and 14. They're not very good. I'll probably get fact checked on that, but I looked at it before just to make sure. But regardless, everybody, that's the one they go to. Oh, what about Chris Porter's dunk? Chris Porter's dunk was the greatest dunk ever. And I don't, I, it was, it's a good dunk. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, that's an impressive dunk. To me, putback dunks are also really impressive because you don't know where the ball is going to go. You kind of have to commit. You know what I mean? You kind of have to jump before it comes off the rim. And his kind of ricochets off to the right and he palms it. He goes out and gets it and slams it. Very good dunk on top of somebody too. Like, very, very good dunk. Was on SportsCenter, all that good stuff. But here's what I think. Okay. Auburn, we lived through some really bad basketball before you guys got here. Some really bad basketball. There was a 2-year stretch, 99 and 2000, where Auburn was pretty good. I think they even got up to number one for a period of time and then, kind of blew it in the Sweet 16 or something like that. But I think what it is when you don't have a ton of success to kind of look at and compare to, you latch on to something that's like that one big memory back from that one bright moment that you had. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing here when you talk about Chris Porter's dunk. Well, you saw it. Tell me, like, compare the two. Like, tell me what you think about it.
I thought Chris Porter dunk was very impressive also. But I just feel like I don't know how tall Chris Porter is, but I feel like he's maybe what, 6'6", 6'7" also.
Not very, not yeah, average height. Not anything like a huge big man.
Not like a huge big man, but I just felt like it came off the right side of the rim, and he came up and gathered and got it, like, basically going to the side and put it back in. But I agree with you on that. When Bruce Pearl got here, Auburn had success. It gave them something to look back at. But when back then, it took like maybe what a 10 year run for things to be successful. So I think people realize that they hold on to that dunk for a long time.
For sure, for sure.
And I think it's gonna be more better dunks than Ja'Kai did the other night.
Oh,
I
sure.
think he's gonna come out with some other stuff. We just gotta stay patient and the time will tell.
Do you wait? Do, what would you, what, if you're talking about grading the biggest, the best dunk, what would be like the criteria that you would weight the most? Like, what aspect of the dunk do you think is like the most that you give the most points to? Is it like who it's up against, like the competition, the situation, the level of difficulty? Like, what do you weight the most?
The level of difficulty, I say the people who you play against, because the better the team, the more pressure your dunk.
Sure.
So it comes in like that. And say like you playing against a Kentucky, a Florida, and you do one of those type of dunks, and the score is 64-64. You ain't gonna see guys do things like that. Guys are gonna take the easy way
Exactly.
route to do things. But with us having cushion, having a lead, you can try things like that. But I think, like I say, the team you play, the difficulty of the dunk, and when you didn't play like 15 to 20 minutes, or you didn't play hard, let's see if you can make this dunk. Let's see how hard this dunk could be then.
Yeah, exactly. I may just be, maybe that's a bad definition for me, because I feel like I really weight level of difficulty. I think just thinking about all the aspects of that deal and what could go wrong, I just weight I weight that more. I weight level of difficulty more. There's another dunk that's almost the exact same dunk, almost the exact same dunk. A half court alley-oop reverse slam, Auburn versus Ole Miss in '99. I believe it was Bryant Smith, maybe, I believe is who the guard was that did it. And so I would, being consistent, I would rate those like 1A, 1B. To me, if you catch a half court reverse slam, that's elite to me. But anyway, great conversation. It caused some stir. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Are we way off? Are we way off? We both watched the video of Chris Port. I've watched it a million times. I even had somebody zip one time. I had somebody in this discussion say, I'm remembering a different Chris Porter dunk because the one I remember, he reached way further back, like down below his waist and dunked it. Like, it's kind of like the big fish story. You know, every time you tell it that the fish gets bigger. And I'm like, no, this is the only one. This is the one you're trying, you're doing the big fish thing in your mind and you're remembering it to be way greater than it was. It was a great dunk. Much respect for that dunk. Great dunk for Auburn history, but I just think that one last night was, or 2 nights ago was incredible. So moving on from dunks. Denver Jones, we need a fire extinguisher. This kid's just blazing right now. How do you get in a zone like that? And how do you get in a zone like you had, like he's been over the last 4 games? Like, how does that just happen? Like, how all of a sudden are you just, you can't miss from three.
I think it comes from the work you put in, staying at the practice, coming in early mornings, and then once you get in the game, you start seeing your shot fall. You start seeing every team you play, you get that confidence, you get that green light, you start feeling like every time I shoot the basketball is gonna go in. And I feel like Denver Jones have that confidence right now. He's like, every time I touch it, if I'm open, if I have a lick of space, I'm going to make
I'm
this shot.
pulling
It's,
it.
I'm pulling it. And I think that going into conference play, that is going to be super key, because we need that confidence. We need that spark. We need that type of style, that type of in enthusiasm. So I think it'd be very, very cool for him to stay on fire. I don't think we need a fire extinguisher yet. I think we need to keep letting the fire, keep letting it burn, and keep letting it.
There you
We're
go.
gonna try to put some water on it so the fire can keep going.
There you go. There you go. Heat checking. Just keep heat checking.
Heat
no,
checking.
I mean, this sounds made up, Zep. The last four games, he's 15 of 21 from three. He was 3 of 3 against Monmouth. 71% from three over the last four games. And you got Purdue in there and you got Ohio State in there. So it's not like it's against all scrubs. I mean, you're playing – that's against good competition as well. And he probably, through that stretch, he was 3 of 6 and 4 or 5, so that's 7 of 11. So, I mean, we're still way over 50% no matter what the competition is. Dude's just killing it. So, big to stay hot going into conference play. I want to talk about conference play here. Up next, but I want to rattle off some Auburn preseason stats as well, which is just kind of mind-blowing. So, obviously, you're 12-1, which is one of the better starts to Auburn history in general. I think you guys were undefeated for a while, maybe up until y'all didn't lose a game, correct? Y'all went undefeated in the preseason, and your first loss was like maybe Alabama or something like that. Is that how I remember it, if I'm remembering correctly?
I think we lost to Tennessee. We was okay. undefeated in conference play.
Okay. There was one season where we were undefeated in the, I think, non-conference and then lost a conference game, maybe lost two in a row or something like that. Regardless, unbelievable start. 12-1, six quad one wins. You had two all of last year, two wins versus top five teams. You're unbeaten at home, unbeaten on neutral court games, top five in scoring margin, top 10 in strength of schedule, number one in net, number one in KenPom, number one in Torvik, number one in Evan Maya, number one in BPI, number one in offensive efficiency, and top 10 in defensive efficiency. Holy cow, man. This team is – We know they're good, but like when you read off those stats, all those number one, those analytical aspects that take all of the human out of it, and it's just how you're playing, the data that you're putting out, it's very, very impressive. The thing is, Auburn's going to have multiple double-digit opportunities for more quad one opportunities. I think it starts this weekend, Saturday versus Missouri. The SEC is deep, Zep. There's a lot of really good teams. What's a good record for Auburn to shoot for? If obviously 18-0 is ideal, that you're going to win the SEC if that's the case. But like with the depth of this with the SEC, what do you feel like? What's a good record that if you feel like if Auburn's here, we got a pretty good chance of winning the regular season title?
Maybe like a 14-4, 15-3.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this team to come out big. We got a lot of great teams in the SEC, but this team have played against the best of the best. Yes. This team is ready for whatever comes at them, man.
Battle-tested,
and it ain't like they haven't seen anything yet. They seen everything you can throw at them. I think Iowa State is one of the best defense in the country. Playing against those guys, they can play against anyone because I know for a fact Auburn team is super ready. So I believe it'll go 15-3 or 14-4. One of those two. I don't predict us to lose a lot of games unless the refs cheat or unless people want to see us lose. Other than that, I don't see us losing a lot.
We got a pretty favorable schedule too. I mean, you get Tennessee at home. You get Florida at home. We struggle playing in Gainesville for some reason. You do have to go to Kentucky, but, you know, Kentucky's, you know, not the Kentucky of old. And then, obviously, you're going to get your home and home with Alabama, who's probably maybe the second best team in the SEC. So, I'm with you. I think any SEC team that gets to 14-4 has a pretty good shot at winning the title. I think it's going to be four losses, which is kind of crazy to think about. I think four losses gets you the title. I really do. Definitely three, maybe even four losses gets you the regular season title. So that kicks off this weekend, and we're going to do a preview show of Missouri. I haven't really looked too much into them. I do know that they are they've only lost two games, I believe. So they're a solid squad as well. They've been playing really good basketball. They're 11-2, but they have not had the schedule that we've had. So they've played some good teams, They lost to Illinois. Illinois is a pretty good basketball team, and they beat Kansas. So they've played some good teams. They've played some not so good teams, and I think they just recently lost to Memphis. So they're going to be they've got a little bit of a test. They've had them battle tested as well, but not just nobody's had it as tough as nobody's had it tough as Auburn has. They opened the year losing with Memphis, so. We'll see what happens. But Zep, I really appreciate you. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. So have some fun, and we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.